The planning process. This section uses a number of visual aids in the form of diagrams to explain our concepts. Therefore, we encourage you to check out these diagrams by visiting www.thewelllifebook.com/resources. A plan starts with a goal. Ideally, your goals should be aligned with your vision of the future, which you expressed in Chapter 9. A goal consists of one or more projects, each of which involves multiple tasks. When you plan, the key is to break down the goal into the simplest possible elements, which we call tasks. Tasks should be immediately actionable, with little to no additional planning. The beginning of this chapter features a diagram that looks like a box at the top labeled Goal, and beneath it, two branches labeled Project 1 and Project 2, and each of these projects has several branches beneath it consisting of numerous separate tasks, so that the goal consists of multiple projects, each of which consists of one or more tasks. Plan when you're at your best. Research in cognitive function has shown that the slow, analytical thinking that's required to solve problems and make big decisions occurs in the prefrontal cortex of the brain. It's the high-maintenance part of the brain, and it's what sets us apart from other animals. Yet it demands the most resources in order to operate. If you're tired, sick, poorly fed, upset, or stressed in some other way, your tendency is to let the more primitive parts of the brain, the animal brain, run the show. But the animal brain is terrible at understanding perspective, consequences, and complex decisions. When the animal brain is in charge, we make impulsive, emotional choices, and we aim for survival, pleasure, and avoidance of pain. It's smart to prepare for a dumb brain. It's like having a roll of toilet paper in your glove compartment. You hope you'll never need it, but boy will you be glad it's there if you ever do. If you do your planning when you're at your best, you can schedule tasks for yourself that involve minimal thinking. How to figure out which projects will help you achieve your goal. Find a time when you're well-rested, well-fed, sharp, and in a good mood. Set the stage for a productive planning session by making your space special in some way. Spend a few moments relaxing and tuning in. Begin by choosing a goal. You could form a goal from your intention you worked with in Chapter 10, or return to the material you came up with in Chapter 9 for other ideas. Write it down. Next, list the projects that you believe are necessary to achieve the goal. You can think of these projects as mini wins to achieve along the way. Some goals, like remodeling your kitchen, will be fairly easy to break down into projects. Find a contractor, choose colors, appliances, and materials, figure out how you'll manage without a functional kitchen during the remodeling process, and so on. Other goals, like finding a spouse, may be more difficult because there's no straightforward or right way of doing it. Let's look at a few different approaches for challenging goals. 1. The first approach is to work backward from the attainment of the goal to the present. Imagine that you just achieved your goal. What would have to happen right before that? Write it down as a project. What would have to happen right before that project? And right before that? Keep working back to step 1. This method is effective for most material goals. 2. When you're unsure of the means to achieving your goal, but you know some ways that it's been done by others, you can try the spray approach, that is, tackle the goal from many angles. With this method, your projects may not build on each other in the sequential manner that usually occurs with other goals. Instead, you'll be betting on several horses. Luckily, they're all running in the same direction. If your goal is to meet your soulmate, you might create projects based on many of the ways people find a partner. For example, ask your friends to set you up, attend more events, especially where single people are likely to be, take classes, Check out social clubs, such as fitness groups, gaming groups, dog groups, community betterment groups, and so on. Try online dating. Try speed dating. Hang out at more roadside taco stands, and so on. You might also consider ways to make yourself more receptive and appealing to your future partner, such as improving your hygiene, building confidence, and making space in your life for a relationship. If you're truly committed to getting your goal, you won't scoff at any opportunities. You can't know exactly how things will go, so you will have to let go of the idea of getting it perfect. The plan gets you moving towards your goal, gives you lots of options, and provides opportunities to change or refine your course along the way. 3. If you don't know how someone might achieve what you're after, do research. Study the ways others have attained it or something similar, and choose your projects based on the factors that made it possible for them. Read biographies and memoirs, interview your heroes, and ask a mentor, "What do you think I need to do?" There are so many inspiring, triumphant stories out there. Don't get lost in the sea of information. Just learn what you can from others' successes and make your own plan. 4. As you become more adept at planning, you may occasionally want to break goals into projects in the choose-your-own-adventure style. It's ideal when the outcome of one project will dictate the projects that follow. When you map this out, you can draw two or more stems from each pivotal project to represent the different outcomes. From each outcome, a certain set of projects will follow. There's a diagram on the site, www.thewelllifebook.com/resources, that shows the simplest version of this choose-your-own-adventure style, a single pivotal project with just two possible outcomes. 5. Use a visual scheme that helps you feel you can grasp the whole picture. The mind map style allows for a more creative visual representation of a plan. You can Google mind map or look at the diagram we have on our site. If you wish, next to each project, you can write the date when you plan to have it completed. A combination of research and spray is also appropriate when your goal is to feel a certain way. For instance, if your goal is to feel light, happy, or peaceful, there's no single method for achieving this, but there are many proven contributing factors. A little investigation will reveal how others have done it. Exercise, dietary changes, psychotherapy, acupuncture, herbs, nutritional supplements, meditation and prayer, community engagement, exposure to sun and nature, serving others, behavior modification, mindfulness practices, and uplifting surroundings. Formulating projects based on these approaches is a logical start. Planning builds momentum. Planning in this way brings structure to your goals. The projects get you focused on what to do next. You complete your tasks as scheduled, and then momentum kicks in. You're not depending on any single act to produce the goal. Instead, it's the convergence of many influences. It begins with the contract you make with yourself as you embark on this plan, to participate fully in both body and mind. Countless times we've seen people achieve amazing things through excellent plans and solid follow-through.